From Spark and Anvil and LinguaQuest, this is Lex in Chapter 1 of the LinguaQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.
Lex kept a little shop in the LinguaQuest world, and her shelves were full of jars. And inside each jar glowed a single word that no other language could say in one breath. She was a curious, twinkly-eyed collector, and she traveled the world gathering words. Words for feelings, for moments, for kinds of weather, and kinds of love that some languages had a perfect single word for, while others needed a whole sentence. She'd hold up a jar, and the word inside would glow, and she'd explain the feeling it named, and the listener would suddenly recognize a thing they'd felt their whole life, but had never been able to name.
"You collect words from everywhere," a young traveler said, peering at the glowing jars. "Words no other language has," Lex said, twinkling. "My name is Lex. I keep the untranslatable words." She lifted a jar. "This one names the cozy feeling of being warm inside while a storm rages outside. This one names the particular ache of missing a place you've never even been. Some languages have a single word for each. Others need a whole sentence. Every language has its own jars of words that no one else can quite say." Mira, the mentor, watched as a young traveler frowned. "Does that mean my language is missing those words? That it's not as good?"
"Ah, that's exactly the wrong way to hear it," Lex said gently. "It doesn't mean your language is broken or poor. Every language has gaps that other languages fill, and every language has jars that no one else has. Your language has words other languages would love to borrow." She smiled. "An untranslatable word isn't a hole in your language. It's a gift another language can offer you, a new feeling to notice, already named and ready. We're not ranking languages, we're trading treasures." The young traveler's face cleared. "So it's not that one language is better, it's that each one noticed something different." "Each one noticed something beautiful," Lex said, "and together they notice nearly everything."
Mira asked Lex to join the academy. "Travelers hear untranslatable and think their own language is lacking," she said. "Would you teach them it's a gift, not a gap?" Lex agreed, jars glinting. When she teaches, she has travelers learn one untranslatable word from a language not their own, and then go looking for the feeling it names in their own lives. "Once you have the word," she says, "you start seeing the feeling everywhere. The word teaches your eyes. That's the gift." A young traveler learned a word for the warm, specific joy of a long, unhurried conversation with someone you love, and spent the whole next day noticing it. "I always felt that," he said, amazed, "but I never had a word to hold it with." "Now you do," Lex said. "A language you don't even speak just handed you a new way to feel."
After the lesson, Lex sat among her glowing jars with the young travelers as the shop filled with soft, word-lit light. For a long time, Lex had worried that her collection might make people feel worse about their own languages, as if every untranslatable word she showed was proof of something their language couldn't do. She'd wondered if her treasures were secretly little wounds. But sitting in the warm glow of all those words, with travelers who now understood, Lex felt that worry dissolve. Her jars weren't proof of anyone's lack. They were proof of the world's abundance, of how many beautiful, different ways human beings had found to notice and name their lives. No language was poorer for what another had. Every language was richer for what it could share. And handing someone a word that finally named a feeling they'd carried unnamed for years, that was the purest gift she knew. A warm, glowing contentment settled over her, bright as her jars. Her words weren't wounds. They were gifts, traded freely, between equals. And she lifted one more glowing jar to the light, glad.
You've been listening to a Spark in Anvil chapter, written by the Spark in Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Lex. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.